no proof. While my nechesh, over here, when a person, when the malva, the one that lent the money, is coming with a shtar with the proof that he owes me money, what should we be afraid about here? Elin, the filif, we should be afraid maybe the malva lost his shtar and somebody else found it. That we're not afraid of. Mizaz loyebe, people watch their shtaras very carefully. Elif yikodin, maybe just he told somebody else to watch it for him. Not that he lost it, but he told somebody else to watch the shtar for him. Tamura says no. Kivun the shmei kishmei lemafkid gabei. Since your name is the same name as him, for sure nobody, no malva would let somebody else hold his shtar that's the same name as him. Like the malva should be afraid the other people come to, with the other person would come to collect the money. So that also we're not afraid that he handed it over to somebody else with the same name to watch it for him. My Yarmut, what do you want to tell me maybe? Duma Masalai, maybe he gave it over to him like he sold it to him. I have this shtar, this proof that somebody owes me $100, and I'll sell it to you that you can collect the money right now. So Mura says, then it's good, because Oisi Niknas B'Mesira, we take a pask on the shtar, you could give over, you could be makna, you could sell a shtar just with Mesira handing over the shtar. So therefore, by shtar choiv, by malva, that's why we're not afraid, the two people. Because for sure, the malva that's holding on to it would not lose it, so the one that's holding on to it, he's the one that has the right to collect from it. Mura says, now, who gita, there was a get, ishtakech besura, that was found in Surah. The cost of Behoka, this is what was written in the get. That the Surah, in the town Surah, the Surah Mosa, in the town Surah, Anor mi onon barchia, nahadoi, aman adoi dika person, that Patris I freed, Vatachris I cut off relations, Polonis in Tsoiv, from my wife, not I gave my wife a get. That was the Mice, they found such a get. Now, Botku Rabbon checked out mi Surah via nadoi, from Surah until nadoi, there was no other person called Onan Bar Chia. Labar except me Onan Bar Chia Mehagro. Another person called Chia Bar Avin Mehagro. Devi Ben Adoy, that Hitaka was in Adoy. For Yosa Sadi and Adam came, for Yomru, the Hu Yoima, Kiyichta, Hu Gita, Onan Bar Chia Mehagroi, Gabon Heavy. At the time when we wrote the get in Adoy, when we wrote the get, even though in the shtar it says it's written in Surah, at that time that other person was in Adoy, he wasn't here in Surah. So in other words, we checked out everybody, there was no other name, no other person with this name, only this one other person, and the Chura, that person couldn't have been, because here in the get it's written, it was written in Surah. And this person, we have aided him that he was in Adoy, he wasn't in Surah. So that person is out of question, and nobody else has the same name. So Hura, now we know who the get is from, it's a good get. Omer Abaye said, after the day, even according to me, Damina Chashina, that I'm always afraid you have two people, here I'm not afraid, because we checked out everybody, there's no other person with the same name. Only this one person, this one person, Adam, said that he was in Adoy that day. So he couldn't have been the one that wrote the get, because the get was written in Surah. So Abaye says, even though I see this one person with the same name, but since we have Adam, he was not there, he was in a different place, we're not afraid it's his get. That my boy the Surah, what is he doing in Surah? What the get was written in Surah? And we have Adam to say he was in Adoy that day. Abaye says it was a far away distance, he can't get there in one day. Omar Rava says, no. After the day, even according to me, the Leicha Shinan, that usually I'm not afraid of two people with the same name, but Hocha here, that we did find out that somebody has the same name, Chashinan, I am afraid that maybe it was his get. If he was in Adoy, how could it be in Surah the same day? Yes, Dilma Begamla Porcha Ozel, maybe like he had a flying camel, such a thing like that. It's possible to have a flying camel, the Kitzam, really means Mamash a flying camel, but he had a camel that goes very, very fast. It's possible maybe he got there fast. Right, the inami maybe the kvitza, maybe taki jumps grashai de shem, like a nest, but shem on a furish maybe he jumped there. Inami maybe also mili moser. True, he was in Adoy, but maybe he left the word before and he told the sefer in Surah to write the get for him. And to the yomalu rav lesafri, like Rav told the sefer. In other words, even though he wasn't there, he told the sefer he could write the get for me. The same thing Rafun also told his sefer, the what? That ki isnechu b'shili. If you write the get in Shili, his ksoivu b'shili. That's what you should write down. The get is written at the place where it's written. Even though I afagav the mimserin mili b'hini. Even though I told you, I commanded you to write the get in Hini, in that city, and then you went home to your city Shili and wrote the get up in Shili, which makom do you write in the get? You write the makom where it was written. So here also, this person true was in Adoi, but it's possible maybe he left message, he left word in Surah, that they should, the cipher there should write him up a get, and when the cipher writes up the get, he has to write the place where it is, b'shas k'siva. And the same thing, b'chi isnechu b'hini, when you're in Hini, is k'sivu b'hini, and you're writing the get there, in the get, write that you're writing it here in Hini. Afagav de minsaron mili b'shili, even though you were commanded to write the get in another town, Shili. So we see that even though you're not there, b'shas k'siva, still, if you told them before to write the get, they have a right to write in the get that's written here. So, that's what we said here with Choshesh also. Even though the person was in Nadoi, and the get was written in Surah, we have to be afraid, maybe he commanded the cipher in Surah to write the get, and maybe it was his get. So here, Taki, he would be Choshesh. Now the Gemara goes back for the Gemara. My heavy Eliyah the Shumshimi. I call upon him, what's the loch of the shalom we had before the sesame seeds, that I gave it to you? And you said you gave it back to me. We see right now the same amount is still there. You say it's a new type, it's another stock that you brought. Are you believed or not? So Rav Yemer Amar Leich Hashrina, no, we're not chashish. We don't say that you changed around the stock, it's a new Hashimshimin, but rather it's the old ones and you have to give it back to him. Ravina Amar Ravina says, yes, Hashrina, we are afraid that maybe we do believe you when you say you gave back the other ones and this is new ones right now. The Lokosach Hashinah, the Locher is yes, we are Choshesh, that you have a right to say that this is a new group, a new pack of Shumshimi, and the other ones I gave back to you, and this is my own. Even though we find the exact same amount right now, that is not a proof that it's still his. It could be with Hashinah that really you gave it back to him, and what you have right now is your own. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Kuf says Zayin Omer Aleph, by the two dots. It says, Ketoto Beino LeBeino. The Mishnah says the difference, that if they had a fight before they left, and then she comes back, we don't believe her. We don't believe Yisha when she says her husband died, because we're afraid maybe we'll soon see why not. So Mor says, Hechidomi Ketoto. What's called the case that they had arguments before they left? Hechidomi Ketoto Beino LeBeino. That the husband and wife, they had arguments, fights before they left. His Amar Rav Yudom HaShmuel. He says that Biyomeres Labailo, when she tells her husband, Girashini, give me a get. That's called the bad fights. They had such bad fights that she was yelling back to husband, I want a get, give me a get. Freddy Gemara, Kulanami Yamru Hochi. Rabbi said, that's not so bad. So any time Anisha gets angry, she tells her husband, give me a get. So that can't be called really called fighting. That's not called real katata. That's a normal thing. So Mar says, Ella, what's called the real fight? Ella b'yomeres labayla girashtani. That not that she tells the husband, give me a get, but she had the chutzpah to say, you should know, you gave me get already. She got so angry at him and she went around saying that I received the get already. She said over that she told the husband, girashtani, you gave me a get already. For the Gemara, if that's the case, l'chur v'lehemna, we should believe her then. She should be believed that she received the get. It's not called anymore Ishrishtoi. It's called she has a get already. Midi Rav Hamnuna. This is Rav Hamnuna's halacha. The Yomer Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says like this. Isha Sha'omra Labaila. If an Isha has the chutzpah, she goes in front of her own husband and says, Girashtani, that you gave me a get, isn't that menace? We believe her. Why? Because Chazoka en Isha Me'iza Poneo Bifnei Baila. There's a chazak, like we know for sure, a wife would not have the chutzpah, would not have the ha'azah to talk in front of the husband like that. If it was a lie, if she really did not receive a get, she would never have such chutzpah, such audacity to talk in front of her husband to say that he gave me a get. So when Isha does say in front of the husband, you gave me a get, we talk a believer. So if that's the case, in our Mishnah Ketotah means that she told the husband, you gave me a get already, L'chur, it's not called Ish Mishta anymore. They're not called married anymore. L'chur, we should believe her that she really received the get. So Gemara says, our Mishnah means like this. The case is,
B'yomeres kirashtani b'fnei pleni pleni. She said that what? I received the get in front of these two edim. That's what she told her to her husband. You gave me a get in front of these two people. And now what happened was, v'she'ilno, we went, whoever heard over from the wife, we went to ask these two edim. The Omru and the two edim themselves said, lo'yhoyu dvorim yelam. It never took place. In other words, she's a liar. So such a lie, that's called, there must have been real fights. That before they left, they were really fighting. A Venetia would have the chutzpah to lie in front of the husband and tell the husband, you gave me a get already. The only reason why she would do such a thing like that is because they really had real strong fights before they left. So that's what our Mishnah means. That if the man, if a husband and wife go away, and before they left, we knew they had very strong fights, so now the halacha, we don't believe her when she comes back and says that her husband died. So Mara says, now, my time, what's the reason? My time with the ketotah. How come the Mishnah says that if an Isha goes away with her husband, and then she comes back by herself and tells us that she saw her husband died, we don't believe her? So Rav Chanina Omar Mishum de Meshakra. We're afraid that she's going to lie. In other words, that since she hates him, Rashi says, we're talking about when they had fights, very strong fights. So Rashi says, Meroiv Sina, since she hates him so much, Mischavenes Leser Atzmalov. She's going to lie now and tell us that her husband died, even though she knows he did not die, because she wants to live with another man, in order that she become a site, that she become Musa to her first husband. Because that's how much she hates her first husband. So that's why we can't trust her if she says that she saw her husband die. We're afraid she's going to lie. Rav Simi Barashi Yomar, the reason why we don't believe her is Mishum Diyomer B'Dami. No, again, she'll make mistakes. In other words, such a big lie, we're not afraid of. We're not afraid that if she knows really the husband's alive, she's going to come back and say he died. That we're not afraid of. We're just afraid of that, again, that she saw a half a story. Again, she saw the way he started to die. He got trapped in a cave. And since she hates him, she's not going to stay around to see if he really died or not. That's called with a dummy. So again, that's why we don't trust her. There's, like Rashi says, Komakam Sakana, Sherosa. Anytime there was her husband was in a Sakana, she doesn't think maybe he didn't die. For Allah answered, I won't marry somebody else. But rather, to hoyel v'sani lay, since she hates him anyway, lay daika kuliai, she doesn't check it out. So when she sees the husband gone to a car accident, so she hates him anyway, she doesn't care if he dies. So that's a swear to say that she thinks that he died, even though really he didn't die. That's the shayla. What's the reason the Mishnah says if the Isha left, fights with the husband, and then she comes back, we don't believe her. So one shot is, because we never want Stam Shol outright lie. The second shot is, no, she won't outright lie. Just that she thinks that he died, even though really he didn't die. So Mara says, my benign, what's the difference of two svaras? A component of the Mishnah says that when Isha comes back, we don't believe her. So what's the difference with the two svaras? So Mara says, yes,